Lene King's daughter was hosting a bachelorette party for a friend at her home in the Alpine Meadows subdivision when one of the guests saw an unexpected visitor.
One of the people in the backyard was leaving, and as she walked out of our fence, the mountain lion was there by our garbage cans and jumped over the fence into the neighbor's backyard from our driveway.
Rhett Riding was working in his garage a few houses away on West 1250 South when a friend came by around 5 o'clock and told him about the big cat.
So I went over there and I saw it, and he and our guys were there, and the local police department was there just trying to, you know, if this thing runs off, we got to make sure it doesn't hurt anybody, because there's a zillion kids in that neighborhood, and, you know, everybody has two dogs or more. It's kind of like Park City. Everybody has a dog and neighbor.
King said the bachelorette party continued despite the cat, and later, when she took out the garbage, there was a policeman in front of her house.
So I just went over and said, hey, have you found that big cat yet? And he said, ma'am, it's right there. And at that point, it was just directly across from me on the other side of the street. So he just said, back away really slowly. So I backed away back into the house.
The cat settled on the front porch of the house across the street from the Kings. Both King and Riding say about 60 to 70 people gathered in surrounding yards to watch the animal. Riding said it didn't appear bothered by the crowd.
That cat just sat there and just kept looking, and he kept closing his eyes for several minutes at a time like he was just kind of napping. He wasn't scared at all.
Well, at any point, did you feel afraid?
No, we probably should have. Human idiots, we probably should have. I think it was fun to have all the police cars there, and I think that's probably why people felt safe, because I felt like, you know, there are a lot of people with guns just in case. It was really fun.
Riding said the cat was there for a few hours. As it got dark, a DWR officer shot the cat with a tranquilizer dart. The cat ran off, with neighbors, dogs, and police close behind. Riding says the cat ran about a block east, towards the new Oakwood Home subdivision west of Walmart. He says the dog lost the scent of the cat when it crossed the road. So he and a friend started searching with high-powered flashlights around the wall surrounding the Liberty Station apartments.
And we were up walking up and down that fence, because I knew the cat was going to be too tired to jump the fence. It's a long way around, and I figured he'd probably be tired by then. So Daryl went one way, and I went the other, and Daryl screamed and just about stepped on the cat. I mean, the cat was out like a light.
Riding says he was impressed with how wildlife and police officers managed the situation.
You know, there's all this bad press about cops and all this kind of stuff. Just let the people know that Heber City and the DNR were fantastic. They weren't rude. I was shocked at the professionalism from both departments. But I have to give these guys kudos. They did a good job. And then they told everybody, there was a bunch of us out with flashlights, find them. When we did find it, they woke the cat back up. They explained to everybody what they were going to do. See, that was a big question. There's a lot of people going, you can kill the cat? They're like, absolutely not. We're not going to kill the cat.
And they didn't. Steve Gray, a biologist with the Division of Wildlife Resources, says the mountain lion was released in a remote area and is perfectly healthy. You can see pictures and video on our website, kpcw.org. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.